Give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
Sorry, I just got a load of... An answer somebody put on our poll question kind of distracted me. Good Monday. Good Monday to you. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I am so glad you're with me today. Sorry that you're having to deal with this smoke, but wow. And I'm sorry if I have not responded to your email, if you sent me anything over the weekend, because I decompressed this weekend. I went home to Northern California up in the mountains where you actually, believe it or not, there's still a place where there's no cell service. I love it. I absolutely love it. So shut everything down so I could spend 2 days with my mother. And it was so incredible because, you know, I'm always encouraging people to do something, to go out and do what you enjoy and find that joy again. So you're not living in fear. I cannot even begin to imagine numbers of the people living in fear in California. They are just, you know, whoosh, right into shape. But what I found the most, I don't know if exhilarating is the word, but the most calming, the most re-energizing was at about 2:30 in the morning on Saturday night. Yeah, even on the weekends, I don't sleep. I went outside while everybody else was asleep, and even the dogs were asleep. Went outside here in the forest, pulled up a chair, leaned back, and just looked up at the stars. Because up in, you know, the mountains, there's no light, so it's beautiful. Just so bright. It's like driving out to Winnemucca, you know? I mean, going out to any place in our beautiful state that doesn't have the, sorry, casinos, but the of the downtown casinos lighting everything up. Some people call it light pollution. It was just so, it was just so amazing to sit there and look up at the stars and think, wow. We kind of really are specks. Whatever we're going through right now, we've overcome everything that has been thrown at us. Literally everything. Look at what has been thrown at us just since, well, even before Trump was elected president. We had all kinds of different viruses thrown at us. Ebola, Zika. People didn't panic all that much. You know, kept an eye on things, but people really didn't panic. The climate changers have been, you know, screaming this, that literally the world is going to end in 10 to 12 years. But the problem is they've been saying that for the last 50 years. I even saw a Facebook episode, or not a Facebook, a South Park episode from 2000 where they were brainwashing the kids that in 10 years the world was going to be over. So that's getting kind of played out. So they have to go to other things. But since Donald Trump was elected, complete upheaval in the political system. Parties against each other. Women and men. The races. The educational elite against, you know, the rest of us. And the list is just endless. Sexual scandals. But we overcome this. We are strong. We are resilient. We have an ability to adapt. But as I watch so many people adapt to the new norm, if you've ever listened to me, if you've ever listened to my show, you know my mother is my world. I was one of those weird kids that when I was growing up, my mom was still my best friend, even though I had BFFs. I wanted to tell her everything. But her and I really had some tense moments. Because I had to put on a mask to get into Costco. As we were walking in, and I said, you know, I'm only doing this for you. And of course, she kind of rolled her eyes at me. Because she wears a mask everywhere. But she's also 78, so I'm okay with that. But then once I got inside Costco, I just took the mask off and had it hanging from one ear. Nobody said anything. Everybody in their designer masks, it's interesting. But you can tell the underlying feelings that people are just wearing masks to placate the rules. Because the plastic barrier, I was on the other side just, you know, talking with the clerk, handing her cash. She didn't complain. She didn't tell me to get on the other side. People say that it's people like me that are continuing this on, making the plandemic worse, killing people. Yes, I've been accused of killing people. But the interesting thing is when you talk to people, it's not a joke anymore. It's not a meme. People are just flat out saying, it'll be over November 4th. We can go back to normal. I was like, wow, really? So this is what we do now. We just play along to get to a point. Yeah, I don't think that's right. But I do want to know what you're thinking about. What is going on? What is the real source? What is the real problem? So going to our poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we're so grateful for that. What do you think is the greatest crisis facing our country? What is the greatest crisis? Is it the coronavirus? Is it BLM, Antifa? Is it elite pedophiles? Is it climate change? No votes for climate change yet. Is it stupid politicians? Wow. 75% of those participating already in the poll, stupid politicians. 25% elite pedophiles. You know, it's interesting that so much consensus goes back to stupid politicians. And I think stupid is not the correct term to use. I think it would be better to say easily manipulated politicians. Because when you actually talk to somebody in government that you may know, you'd be surprised the truth that starts coming out. Here we are. We've wrapped up the special session that was called by Governor Sisolak to fill that budget gap. And yet they were still able to find more money to keep other programs or enhance other programs going. So if they were able to do that so quickly when people were afraid about a state income tax, when people were afraid about, you know, everything they have being taxed, yet it seems like all they did was move money around and require people to pay up. Why hadn't that already been taken care of? Why don't our politicians look at everything we do to get the most bang for the buck, to eliminate waste, and to make everything in government as efficient as possible? Remember those efficiency experts that used to come into businesses and say, well, you know, if you just did this, you'd do things 10 times faster and have your products out to the public faster. Yet government is the most inefficient, business that there is in this country. And politicians just seem to be okay with it. You ask any politician, and it's just the way it works. I was listening to an interview with the president. Why he hasn't been able to get things accomplished? Well, it's easy. It's because you have to look at one thing, and then you have to wait 90 days. And then you have to take a look at it again and wait 120 days. And then before you can implement anything, it's going to be 3 years. You just have to ask yourself why. Our government is inefficient, and things have to change. The problem is, no one's coming up with a solid answer of how it needs to change. Because if you say, vote them all out, yeah, that's not really addressing a problem. Because you vote out the good ones, and then you vote in bad ones. Because you got a lot of people. You got a lot of seats to fill and people who just don't want to be in politics because of the way that they are skewed in the media, in public, their family, their history, whatever they put out on Twitter or Facebook in the last 20 years. Why would anyone want to do that? So we are doomed to live by the same old, same old. But I think we can get around it. We'll be back on your live and local FM talk show, Phone lines are open. The talk and text lines, 884-9910. Thank you so much for being here today, and happy Monday to you. And yeah, if you have to go out today, if you've got breathing problems, you might want to wear a mask because of all the smoke in the air, or just stay inside. Ugh, that hog fire. I had to detour around it last night just to get home. It's very sad to see that happening. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this beautiful Monday, if you can look past the smoke. But it can still be a beautiful Monday. Chat up your friends, call somebody you haven't talked to within a while, and just do something fun for yourself. Maybe go online and buy yourself a little something. It's interesting, though, to see as we move forward, and today's poll question included climate change as a crisis, because I wanted to know what you thought about that. Because once again, people just trashing things. It's like they've moved on from Washington and moved down to Oregon. Just incredible. We are being manipulated when it comes to this climate change that I was talking about in the last segment. So I got a request from a listener that wanted me to do the green thing again. It is posted on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. All you have to do is go into the schedule and click on my site. There's a lot of stuff on there. I've got 206 organizations that are funded by George Soros groups in America. So you can go through and just look at all of these things. And there's even more than that now, because, you know, this list is probably about 3 years old. Things that, I did not know that Soros helped fund the YMCA. And the Voto Latino, well, yeah, I could see that. USA Action, it's an education fund, of course. Social Justice Leadership, that sounds like something that he would be in. Secretary of State Project. I mean, you should just go through this list. The Roosevelt Institute. Psychologist for Social Responsibility. Psychologists. Psychologists that are working in anti-capitalist, anti-corporate, anti-military, anti-American organizations. It literally uses psychological knowledge and skills to promote peace and social justice at the community, national, international levels. So, mind games. Yeah. The John Adams Project, Moving Ideas Network. I mean, the list goes on and on. You need to check that out for yourself. But here is the green thing. Because I know you can think back to when you were a kid, and this totally makes sense. And now, because I can't stop talking about sidetracked items, I don't have time to bring it to you, so I will bring it to you at 10:35 after the Fox News update. So I'm going to mention just a few more of these organizations. And it is so amazing to look at. National Lawyers Guild, National Immigration Law Center, National Immigration Reform, National Council of Women's Organizations, National Council of La Raza, National Council for Research on Women, NAACP, NAMBLA. Oh, yeah. George Soros is a big supporter of NAMBLA. MoveOn.org, Military Families Speak Out, Midwest Academy. That's an interesting one because you think of the Midwest, wholesome. This entity actually trains radical activists in tactics of direct action, targeting, confrontation, and intimidation. Wow. So it's basically a training ground for Antifa? Very interesting. And of course, there's the media fund. Soros played a major role in creating this group, whose purpose was to conceptualize, produce, and place political ads on television, radio, print, and the internet. Just ads to manipulate the mind. Log on 991fmtalk.com. You don't have to read it today. You don't have to read it now. But just make sure you go through the organizations to make sure you're not mistakenly donating to these entities as well. Because it is not money well spent. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
You know, I think the temperature should be 99.1. Everything. Let's heat this sucker up to 99.1. Oh, it's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with us here today. And check out today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Lots of answers for you to choose from. What's the greatest crisis facing our country right now? I want to know from you. Is it elite pedophiles, BLM Antifa, the coronavirus? And let me tell you, the coronavirus, very minimal votes on that right now. 5%. The big one, OMG, all of the above, that's gaining traction. But the stupid politicians is at almost 39% right now for people participating. All that and against mail-in ballots to vote. Oh, yeah. That's another concern. Big one. And that's not just here in Nevada. That's all across the country. And it just doesn't make sense. When you can have superstores open, when you're not supposed to be around, this is the logic. You're not supposed to be around a whole lot of people. Social distancing. Yet we close down the mom and pop stores, which, you know, you may only have a few people in a day, any given time, and we're going to close down the mega stores where you have hundreds and hundreds of people in at once. Yeah, that's the way it looks. So answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So many things going on, and I want to bring you this. Because as we think back to everything that has changed, has it changed for the good? Has it changed for the good? It's called the green thing. And it is on my webpage if you would like to share it with your friends. Because I don't know how we, you know, if you're in your 50s or 60s, 70s, I seriously don't know how you got to this point. And me too. Checking out at a local store, a young cashier suggested to an older woman that she should bring her own grocery bags because plastic bags weren't good for the environment. The woman quietly apologized and explained, "We didn't have this green thing back in my earlier days." Well, the clerk responded, "That's our problem today. Your generation didn't care enough to save the environment for future generations." She was right. Our generation didn't have the green thing in its day. Back then, we used milk bottles, soda bottles, beer bottles, and then we returned them to the store. The store sent them back to the plant to be washed and sterilized and refilled so we could use the same bottles over and over. So they really were recycled. But we didn't have that green thing back in our day. Remember getting those Pepsi bottles and they were all scraped up around the neck? We walked upstairs because we didn't have an escalator in every store and office building. We walked to the grocery store and we didn't climb into a 300 horsepower machine every time we had to go two blocks. But she was right. We didn't have the green thing in our day. Back then, we washed babies' diapers because we didn't have the throwaway kind. We dried clothes on the lawn or on the line, not in an energy gobbling machine burning up 220 volts. Wind and solar power really did dry our clothes back in the early days. Kids got hand-me-down clothes from their brothers and sisters. Not always brand new clothing. But that young lady is right. We didn't have this green thing back in our day. Back then, we had one TV or radio in the house. Not a TV in every room, including the bathroom. And the TV had a small screen, size of a handkerchief. Remember those? Remember the little portable ones? Like size of a shoebox? Not a screen the size of the state of Montana. In the kitchen, we blended and stirred and everything by hand because we didn't have electric machines to do everything for us. When we packaged fragile items to send in the mail, we used wadded up old newspapers to cushion it, not styrofoam or plastic bubble wrap. Back then, we didn't fire up an engine and burn gasoline just to cut the lawn. We had the push mower that ran on human power. We exercised by working, so we didn't need to go to health clubs and run on treadmills that operate on electricity. But she's right. We didn't have the green thing back in my day. We drank from a fountain when we were thirsty instead of using a cup or a plastic bottle every time we had to have a drink of water. We refilled writing pens with ink instead of buying a new pen. And we replaced the razor blades in a razor instead of throwing away the whole razor just because the blade got dull. But we didn't have the green thing back then. Back then, people took the streetcar or the bus, and kids rode their bikes to school or walked instead of turning to their moms and saying, "I need a ride." Basically a 24-hour taxi service. We had one electrical outlet in the room, not an entire bank of sockets to power a dozen appliances. And we didn't need a computerized gadget to receive a signal beamed from satellites 2,000 miles in outer space in order to find the nearest pizza joint. But isn't it sad that the current generation laments how wasteful we old folks were just because we didn't have the green thing back then. When you see this around or you go to my webpage and check it out, please spread it around. You know, maybe if we had those bottles back in use again, we wouldn't have a coin shortage or an aluminum can shortage or any of the other shortages we supposedly had now. Let's go to the talk and text lines this morning and check in with Jason, who, what do you think, Jason? Is there a coin shortage out there?
Where are they going with it? Is it in your couch?
You know, it might be. I got one of those old-fashioned Coke bottles behind me, and I got it just about three-quarters of the way filled, but it's always been like that. I've always been that way with my change. I don't think this is something new. It makes me wonder.
I went to two different Walmarts this weekend. And their express lines, you know, your self-checkout, were no cash. And I asked them, I said, well, why is this you're no cashier? Well, we can't get coins. It's like, you call the bank. Who's taking back all the coins and not putting them back out?
The banks and the government.
Yeah.
You know, that's one way to get people to use credit cards, to use ATMs, because they're just not going to put the coins back out in circulation.
And it's also a means of tracking where you're making your purchases.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not just where you're shopping, but what you're buying. Yeah, they're keeping track of that too.
And it's just, I don't know. What are we? Our generation, what's happening?
You know, I don't know how we survived to this point, but I think some people are pretty mad that we did. So they're pulling the rug out from underneath us.
I'm a country boy. My immunity is great because I used to drink from a garden hose when I got thirsty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you went out and got in the garden hose and, you know, when you're watering the grass, you take a drink yourself. That's just the way it was. I think that's what, you know, built up our immunities. That's what we need, more herd immunities.
The backyard.
That's right. Jason, thank you so much for the call. And I don't know, you might want to keep your change in your pocket, too. All right, let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Neil this morning. Neil, you want to talk about Kanye West?
Yes. I don't think celebrities or anybody famous should run for office, because I think it's a time, like Mom and Dad says, it's a time and place for this and that, the time and place for politics, and a time and place for entertainment. We don't need that in the White House. Do you agree with that? The last elected person that really good, that is a celebrity, was Ronald Reagan, and that is.
Well, I disagree with that. I think the last person that was a celebrity that we elected that is really good is President Trump. But there have been good celebrities. You know, there has been Ronald Reagan. Sonny Bono, believe it or not, was a phenomenal legislator. It all depends on the person. People have to remember, you can have a celebrity in office or whatnot if you know who the person is, and not the characters they play. You know, that was the one thing that I think President Trump had over being a celebrity. And like I said, I've never seen The Apprentice before. Never even watched an episode. I think I watched one for like 10 minutes and I had no interest in that. So you have to know who the person is behind the celebrity. And I would never take that away from somebody who is in the limelight or whatnot, because there are a lot of good celebrities out there that go out and they donate their time. Look at Denzel Washington. You know, he's huge in community fundraisers and working for the veterans. You know, I would want to know what he is like personally and not just go on his characters. Character not characters. So, Neil, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And let's check in with Ray quickly. Ray, you want to talk about the fires?
Yeah, I just have a question. You know, I saw all the smoke today, and I, you know, every once in a while we get smoky here, but I just have a question. When I grew up, and I'm 59, I don't remember this many fires everywhere every summer. But now we have multiple fires everywhere. Is there a reason for that, you think?
There are theories out there. You know, there's arson. Arson is on the rise for political reasons. You had actually Al-Qaeda and ISIS actually saying, go out and start fires, diminish their resources. And I think people, you know, that's a way for lone wolves to go out and do something. But I think it's also because we get so panicked about fires that we move into these, you know, forested areas like around Lake Tahoe, and we don't let the natural fires, you know, Mother Nature do her thing. You know, she's cleaning off the face of the earth when we have some of these natural fires, and it gets all the thrush out, it gets all the, you know, the dead stuff out, and it lets the healthy life come back up. But we stop that from happening. And what's really sad, Ray, is where this fire is burning right now at the Hog Flat Reservoir, they have been busting their tails to thin out those forested areas there. They've been doing some logging. They've been doing cleaning up. They've got piles that they still needed to get rid of. And now, what a waste of all that time and effort, because it's literally all going up in smoke. And that's sad, because that is such a beautiful area. So, Ray, I got to say, there are more fires. And I think it's because we're not maintaining the grounds and we're not paying enough attention to those people that are going out and purposely starting them. So, Ray, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate your time on the show today. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. You know, I want to go back to a caller in the last segment, and that was Neil. Neil brought up Kanye West running for president, and there's a very interesting story that was put out today about Kanye West and his family. His family is seriously concerned for his mental health. And one of the reasons that they give is that Kanye broke down and was sobbing that, "I almost killed my daughter with abortion," says God stopped him. Why do they need to be concerned about his mental health because he got so upset about that? It happened last night at a rally in Charleston, South Carolina. He started sobbing that and telling people that he pressured, or he had pressured, his wife Kim Kardashian, for you guys who don't follow pop culture, because that's really all they are, is pop culture, to abort their child, Northwest, in the months following the news of her pregnancy. And he was shrieking, "I almost killed my daughter. I almost killed my daughter." This is what he said. "I was having the rapper's lifestyle," he recalled. "I was sitting up in Paris. I had on my leather pants. I had my laptop up, and I got all these creative ideas. And then the screen went black." And he heard and felt God say that if you F with my vision, I'm going to F with yours. So does his family think that because he felt he received a message from God, that he didn't take a life? That he's crazy? That's pretty sad that we've devalued life so much that family members think you're crazy if you regret that even that thought was there. We are supposed to be supportive of each other, and especially supportive of our family members in our decisions. Yet now, because of the state, the fear, the anger, the frustration, seems like all we can do is criticize and not support. Let's get back to supporting people. We'll be back after this.